This year, Achron Shel Pesach was on Shabbos. And as such, in Eretz Yisrael, since it was not Yantif, they read Parshas Achrimos. We didn't read Parshas Achrimos in Chutz Laretz until the following Shabbos. Eretz Yisrael, when we read Achrimos, they read Kedoshim. So on. So there are Parsha ahead of us. And this is going to stay this way until Beis Av, when Chutz Laretz will read the combined Parshias of Matas Masei, and in Eretz Yisrael, they'll read Masei, having read Matos the previous Shabbos. So there's a question. It's an obvious question. We have quite a few opportunities to unite the Minhag Chutz Laretz with the Minhag Eretz Yisrael. And we're just ignoring these opportunities. Aren't we interested in being unified with Eretz Yisrael? And we had an opportunity last Shabbos, the first week after Pesach. Well, we read Achrimos. We could have read Achrimos Kedoshim, and we would be in line. The Minhagim would have been aligned. But we didn't do it. We chose not to. We read Achrimos, and Kedoshim was still a week behind. We'll have another opportunity, Bahar B'chu Kosai. We could read Bahar B'chu Kosai, and we'll catch up with them. It's not. We'll be aligned with them. We'll read Bahar B'chu Kosai, read B'chu Kosai. What would be bad if we're in line with Eretz Yisrael? That would seem to be the one would think that's what we want to do. After all, Kim Tzion Tzei Soros Var Yashem Yishalayim, we want to be in a state of disunity, even in this minimal way. And then we have another opportunity, Chukas Balak. We could do Chukas and Balak together, but we choose not to. And we wait until the last possible chance. The last possible chance to unite ourselves with Eretz Yisrael and the Muslim Kriyas Torah, we Matas Masei. So we will combine Matas Masei, and they'll read Masei. They'll have already read Matas the previous Shabbos. And Menachem will be aligned. Cause a lot of trouble for travelers in terms of Kriyas Torah. So why are we doing this? What's the reason for it? This isn't a new question. This question was asked of the Marit. And Chelet Beis and Dalet, the Marit was asked this question. And the Marit said as follows. He says the reason is because of the Gemara Megillah. So the Gemara says, Asra Tikin Lehen Yisrael Shikor and Klala Shibataras Kanim Kodim Atzeres Shem Mishnah Torah Kodim Rishana. Without going through the whole Gemara, the Gemara basically says that this is Takanas Ezra, that you have to read the Klalas and B'chu Kosai and Torah Kahanim before Tzeres, before Shavuos. Tosva says, but we don't read it the Shabbos right before Shavuos because we don't want to read the Klalas right before Shavuos. So we read Bamidbar before Shavuos, and B'chu Kosai has read the Shabbos before, and that's the general pattern. That's how we do it, and that's sufficient to mekayim the Takana of Ezra. You don't have to read it the Shabbos before; you read it two Shabbos before. So Marit says that's apparently the ideal Seder HaParshis. You should read B'chu Kosai the Shabbos, not the Shabbos before, but two Shabbos before Shavuos, and then Bamidbar, and then a Shavuos. If we would combine either Achrimos and Kedoshim or Bahar B'chu Kosai, then we would read Nasal before Shavuos. And there would be a larger hefsek between the Klalas and Atzeres. That happens sometimes, but it's not common. In Eretz Yisrael, it's going to happen this year. They're going to read Nasal before Shavuos. But they have no choice. So we have a choice. And the more ideal way of fulfilling the Takana of Ezra is to read B'chu Kosai two Shabbos, then Bamidbar right before Shavuos. That's the ideal way, and that's why we do it. Okay, but that doesn't resolve the question of Chukas Balak. That's already later. So how about Chukas Balak? She said, well, Chukas Balak, it's already so close to Matos Masei that we do things the way we usually do. We combine Matas Masei rather than Chukas Balak. It's just a question of Chukas Balak, Pinchas, Matas Masei. So we just do it the way we follow the normal Seder of a Kriyas HaParshas. This is what Marit says. It certainly resolves the question, certainly to a large extent, perhaps even fully. I would like to suggest an additional explanation, that perhaps the Minhagim of Kriyas HaTorah and which parashios we combine are not only a question of how we want to combine the parashios of the Torah in terms of the Kriyas HaTorah of the Tzibur, but it also reflects the desire of the Tzibur to read certain sections of Nevi'im and Zaftar. when you combine sedras, you're going to lose a sedra. You're going to lose a haftarah. Depending upon which sedras you combine, you're making a choice in terms of the haftarah. And perhaps we do it the way we do it because we want to read the haftarahs that really express our devotion to Eretz Yisrael and our loyalty to Eretz Yisrael. So rather than a sign of disunity, I think we're really expressing our loyalty and our devotion to Eretz Yisrael. Because the haftarahs that we gain by reading Afrimos Kedoshim separately, by reading Bahar V'Chu Kosai separately, and by reading Chukas Balak separately, are really, really contain a very crucial message in terms of Eretz Yisrael and its place in the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let's consider the three haftarahs. We have to consider what we're going to read this week for Kedoshim, which we would have missed otherwise. Because had we read Kedoshim last week, the haftarah would be Machar Chodesh. So the haftarah of this coming Shabbos would have been lost. That's the haftarah of Halokim Nechishriyim. That's what we read this coming Shabbos. And the haftarah of Bahar, which if we combine Bahar with Kosai would be lost, which is a haftarah that in its entirety deals with Eretz Yisrael and Kinyan Shtar. And then the haftarah of Chukas, which also relates to the title and the rights of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So let's go through it one by one. So we have the Torah of Kedoshim Tislik Halok Nechishuyim. Now technically, this Haftorah, which is from Amos, Treyasar, is really the Haftorah of Achrimos. But as the Rama points out, we almost never read the Haftorah of Kedoshim itself. We prefer the Haftorah of Achrimos. Because the Haftorah of Kedoshim, Hasishbot, that is, speaks of the Tovos Yerushalayim. It speaks of the abominations committed by the residents of Yerushalayim. And we don't want to read it. We don't want to read it. It has to do with the Sugin the Gemara. So we avoid it. So, as the Rama says, unlike in general, where the rule is when two parashas are connected, you read the haftarah of the second parasha, Achrimos Kedoshim, when it's connected, when we read them together, we read the haftarah of Achrimos Halakas Mashiach. And if, like this year, Achrimos was Mochar Chodesh, we read for Kedoshim Halakas Mashiach. And if Achrimos is, like it is in certain years, Shavas HaGadol, so when Kedoshim comes, we read Halakas Mashiach. What is the haftarah of Halakas Mashiach? The haftarah of Halakas Mashiach from Amos deals with the impending Golos that Klal Yisrael would be sent out of Eretz Yisrael, and a discussion of the return of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. What is its connection to Parshas Kedoshim, or to Parshas Achrimos for that matter? Normally, the Haftorah identifies a certain theme in the parsha. What theme is the haftarah identifying? So there is a drasha of the Rav in the Sefer Divrei Hashkafa. It's entitled "Ben Pesach LeShavuos," where he goes through almost all the haftarahs in Sefer Vayikra discussing them. So he says that the haftarah of Halakas Mashiach actually identifies a very important theme in Achrimos and Kedoshim, even though it's only mentioned briefly in both sedras, and that's the theme of Golos. You have the same reference to Golos in Achrimos and Kedoshim. It's very similar. It's in Parshas Kedoshim in this coming Shabbos. Ushmartem es kol chukosai ves kol mishpatai vasisam osam v'losaki eschem ha'aretz asher ani meyvi eschem shama l'ashem esba. So Klal Yisrael is warned. You have to keep the mitzvah of the Torah because you have to be concerned that the land will spit you out if you're not devoted to the Torah. And this is something frightening for Klal Yisrael. Especially Klal Yisrael and Golos, or when they were in a situation of impending Golos, they needed chizuk in their amunah and the bitachon. And they needed a message that would help them cope with the Golos. And the Navi Amos addresses the theme of Golos and teaches us that Golus, no matter how long it lasts, is only a temporary condition. There's a promise, there's a haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bayom Ahu, this is from this week's haftarah. Akim esukas dovet anofeles v'gardartias pritzihen v'arisosav akim uvnisiyah k'me'olam. I will erect David's fallen booth, I'll repair the breaches and erect his ruins, and I'll rebuild it as in days of old. V'shafti yeshvus ami Yisrael uvanu arim neshamos v'yashavu v'natu kramim v'shasu esinam v'asu ganos v'achul espriham unetatim al admasam v'lo yinachu od me'al admasam asher nesat lam amar Hashem l'kecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu promises us that he will bring Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael and they will never be uprooted again. This is a promise, and this is the chizuk that enables Klal Yisrael to cope with the Golus. So the haftarah identifies the theme of Golus and the Seder and responds to it. Okay. Therefore, we couldn't combine. We wanna align our minhagim with Eretz Yisrael, or we'll combine our Hamas Kedoshim and lose out on this crucial message that Klal Yisrael will be returned to Eretz Yisrael and they will never be uprooted again. Can't do that. Our loyalty to Eretz Yisrael is expressed by not aligning our minhagim with Eretz Yisrael and b'davka reading this parsha, this coming Shabbos. We couldn't combine it. Okay. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael, so they read Achrimos, and what was Achron Shel Pesach, they read Halof Chishuyim then, which will be 2 weeks before us. The following Shabbos, they read Kedoshim and said Mochar Chodesh, and now they're on to Parshas Amor. But everyone is saying this Haftarah B'lech Hashem, and we're not going to lose that opportunity to say it. That brings us, let's consider first Sukkos Bullock, because Bahar is more involved. The Haftarah of Chukas is from Sefer Shoftim, and it's about Yiftach. Yiftach was he was a leader of the Jewish people, and he led them in battle against the nation Ammon that wanted to take away Aver HaYarden from Klal Yisrael. And Yiftach wanted to avoid Milchama, and he gave the Melech Ammon a chance to withdraw, and he sent them a message. And basically his message said to him, this is our land. Our God gave us this land. You have no right to it and no claim to it. It's ours. And we have absolute title to it. But the Melech Ammon did listen, and the Navi describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Yiftach, and therefore they were able to defeat the armies of Ammon. These are the crucial psukim. Va'ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael horish es amorim mipnei amo Yisrael va'ata tiroshenu. Our God, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, he chased out the Amori for us, that we should have the land. And you're going to possess it? It was given to us. It's ours. Va'tihi al Yiftach ruach Hashem. Vayavor Yiftach al b'nei Ammon lilachem bam. Vayitnam Hashem b'yada. What is the message? What is the combined message now of the words of Amos and the Haftarah from Shoftim? The combined message is that Eretz Yisrael was given to Klal Yisrael by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's ours. We have absolute title. If we will be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will defeat our enemies. And even in face of Golus, we have an absolute promise that Klal Yisrael will be returned to Israel, to Eretz Yisrael, never to be uprooted again. That's the combined message. And finally, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We couldn't combine Chukas Balak, we would lose this message. Especially when our goal is to be united with Eretz Yisrael, we want to read the words of the Navi that provide for us the chizuk in our rights to Eretz Yisrael and in our ability, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to maintain Eretz Yisrael in our position. The Haftarah of Bahar, we have to be familiar with the setting in which it takes place. It takes place, this is in Sefer Yirmiyahu. It takes place, it was after Asara Batavis. Yerushalayim was under siege. As the Lashon of the Pasuk of the Haftarah says, Hasololos bo'u ha'ir. Sololos means mounds of earth. So Nebuchadnezzar's armies they piled up all sorts of mounds of earth around the walls of Yerushalayim to be able to attack Yerushalayim. The walls were preventing them from attacking. But the destruction was imminent. It was imminent. Hasolos bo'ir, Yirmiyahu says. And Nebuchadnezzar was imprisoned. He was imprisoned, as the Pasuk says, he was imprisoned because he prophesied things that people didn't want to hear. He was telling the Dvar Hashem that because of the Chatarim, Yerushalayim was going to just be destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. And the Navi describes that while he was imprisoned in Yerushalayim, he received a Nevuah. V'Yirmiyahu HaNavi HaYakalu B'Chatzar HaMatara Asher Beis Melech Yehuda. He was imprisoned in the prison yard. V'Yomer Yirmiyahu, he said as follows, HaYad V'Ar Hashem Elai Leimar. I received a Nevuah while he was in prison. It was a Nevuah. Hinei chanam el ben shalom dodecha boi lecha leimor kenei lecha esadi asher ban asos ki lecha mishpat hagul leknos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, your cousin, the son of your uncle, chanam el, the son of your uncle Shalom, he's going to come to you and he's going to say, I have a field in an asos. My field in asos, I'm impoverished. I need the money. But you're my relative. You're the Goel. If I sell it to someone else, it'll be your mitzvah to redeem it. So buy it for me. Buy it for me for the full price. It's ludicrous. And I'm also under control of Bavel already. The field had literally no value. But he received the Nevuah. Your Hanamel is going to come to you and he's going to say, buy from me this field. Ki l'cha mishpat ha'gul eknos. V'yavol echamel v'endodi k'dvar Hashem v'chatzar v'torah v'yom elai k'neinu asadi Hashem v'nasas. So he said, buy from this field. And the Navi describes how he weighed out the full amount of money and he paid, and then he wrote a shtar. V'achtov ba'sefer v'achtom v'ayid eidim v'ashkol ha'kesef v'oznayim v'akachas ha'sefer ha'mikneh. And it's discussed in great deal as a chasum. And the pasuk describes how he gave the star to Baruch ben Neriah, leinei Charmel dodi leinei ha'idim, and he said to him, "Kolamar Hashem tzvakos." This is the Dvar Hashem. Kolamar Hashem tzvakos al chayisol lekoach es asfarim ha'ela as sefer ha'mekneh hazev es achasum ve sefer ha'galui. He says, take it and put a klicharis to preserve it. This had symbolic significance. The symbolic significance was that the destruction and exile will not negate the destiny of the Jewish people and their connection to Israel, and they will be returned to Israel. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu. V'atol lechein komar Hashem elokei Yisrael. El ha'ir hazos asher atem omrim nitna b'yad melech bavel. B'cher v'ra'av v'adavar. This city that you say is given over to the king of Bavel by sword, by famine, and by plague. Hineni mekabsam mikol ratzos. I will gather the Jewish people from all the lands. Asher hidachtim sham ba'api v'chamasi v'kesef gandol. I have sent them out with great anger. I will gather them together. V'ashivosim ha'makom hazeh v'shaftim l'vetach. And I will bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. V'hoyu li la'am. The relationship will be apparent. V'hoyu li la'am v'ani ayel lahem l'elokim. V'sasti aleihem l'hitiv osam. Nutatim v'oretz hazos. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's the symbolic significance of this purchase. But the question that has to be considered is, what is the message of inclusion of shtar and its various halachas in the discussion of Eretz Yisrael? It seems that the shtar aspect was not just a technical discussion of how the mechira took place, but that also has relevance to the connection of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. So In that same drasha that I referred to before, Rabbi Pesach Ben Atzeres, it's a very lengthy drasha by the Rav. And there is a brief remark, and he says there that the halacha of shtar is the guarantee that Eretz Yisrael will return to Klal Yisrael. But he doesn't really elaborate. He says, Amos provides the promise, but Yirmiyahu provides the guarantee. And shtar is the guarantee. And then he moves on to Bechukosai and discusses that as a guarantee as well in a different way. So when I read it, I thought, well, maybe the writer didn't include everything he said. But you can find this shiur online. It's a very lengthy shiur. It's like almost 3 hours. And so I tried to listen to part of it, and that's exactly what he says. He doesn't elaborate. He just says that Yirmiyahu is telling us that shtar, the halacha of shtar, is the guarantee. It's the guarantee that Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know what he had in mind, but let me suggest a possible explanation to this, to the message of the shtar being included in this nevuah. So, what is a shtar? Shtar is a document of Vedas. Okay, that's the sugya we're learning now. Okay, the crucial point of shtar, without going into it now, is what Tosfos and the Baal HaMor discuss, what Chaim discusses, has to be executed midas mischayef. That's what makes it a shtar, rather than mipiksavim, without discussing the different shittas of mipiksavim. Okay. Where do we find in the Torah discussion of shtar? Well, we find the parsha of get. That's a shtar. Get is a shtar. And we find the parsha in Yirmiyahu. So what does a shtar do? Well, you have shtari kinyan, and you have shtari raya. So briefly, let's talk about shtar kedushin, shtar of get. Shtar kedushin, it's a shtar kinyan, but it's a very significant shtar kinyan. It establishes a relationship, a very significant relationship. And it also records the establishment of that relationship. It serves as a shtaraya. It's edus. It's edus. But it has an effect. It establishes a relationship, and it's a shtaraya. It records that establishment of that relationship. Okay, a shtar of get terminates a relationship. That's what it does. It has an effect on the relationship. Then you have shtari moments. A shtari moment can also create a certain relationship. It can create a relationship of ischaivus. It can be a shtaraya on the creation of a relationship of ischaivus. Or it could just record a certain interaction between other l'chaveru. If you have a shtar mekach, so it records, it can affect a certain interaction, a mechira, a matana, and it records this interaction. Okay? So let's speak now about the shtar of Yirmiyahu and Hananel. It was a transaction, but it was done alpi edim, but it also recorded the relationship that motivates geulas karka v'kara. These are some mefarshim explained the pshuta shel mikra when the pasuk says hamitzvah. The mitzvah was included in the shtar. Mitzvah hukim. That mitzvah refers to the mitzvah of a karov to be goel. So it speaks of a relationship as well. Now the pasuk speaks of two shtars. The pasuk says, "Kol ma'ashem svakosel ke Yisrael lekoach es asvarim ha'ela." Take these svarim and put in kli charis. We don't have time to go into it in great detail, but the Gemara deduces from this that there are two types of shtars. There's a get kosher and a get mekushar. That's a sugin bo'avasra. Okay, here we're using the lashon get in the sense of shtar. It could be a shtar that's a get. There could be a shtar moment. So there are two types of shtars. There's a shtar that is a get poshet. It's an open shtar. That's the shtar we're familiar with. But then there's a get mekushar, and the different shittas are shown how it's done. But part of it was sealed. It was folded over. Either, as some rishonim say, the ksav over blank space, or a ksav over other ksav, and it was either sewn down, or it was tied down with straps. Different shittas are shown. But that's another type of shtar. And the Gemara learns it out from these psukim. The get mekushar, or shtar mekushar, the Torah, the main part of the shtar, which records unique, specific details of this transaction or this get or this shtar kedushin, that was sealed. The toface, the language that is common in general to this type of shtar was not sealed. And the Gemara deduces it from these psukim. But the Gemara in the Maskana concludes, and the Gemara says, no, it's all Medrabana and Makusha Medrabana across Machtva Alma. Why would the Chacham Masakin a Yishtar Makusha? They were Masakin in order to encourage Kohanim to use it, because the Kohen would be very easily excitable and he would divorce his wife very quickly, then he can't remarry. So the process of Yishtar Makusha prevents it from being delivered too quickly. So the question now is, but the Pasuk speaks of two Svarim. So Lakoach, take these two Svarim and put in Kli Cheres. What is the Pasuk referring to? So it's not clear. The Yad Ramah is a pshat. We don't have too much time to go into it. He says that the Takana of Get Makusha actually predated, was already in place in Bayis Rishon. And Yirmiyahu was a Kohen, and Hanamel was also a Kohen. He was his cousin. And the field wasn't on Asos, and on Asos was an Ere Kohanim, and there the minig was to use a Shtar Makushar. But this transaction was in Chatzar Matara, in the prison in Yerushalayim, and the minig in Yerushalayim was to use a Get Pashit, so he used two Shtars. That's what the Yad Ramah said. But many of the Mepharshim say that the Pshut Eshel Mikra, the Pasuk is just an Asmachta, the Takana of Get Makushar was much later. The Takana of getting Kushan much later, the two stars here, what's common in those days, and Mom also says along these lines, but different Farshim say it in different ways, that the practice was to have two stars. One was sealed, whether completely or partially. Not everyone has to see all the details of the transaction. And then there was one that was an abbreviated star that just had the main points, and that was a gully. That was a safer gully. And there was a Sefer Chosam that had all the details. So when it was necessary, the Sefer Chosam was put away, it was left sealed. And generally used the safer Goli. When it was necessary to make use of the Sefer Chosam, they would open it. But in general, they didn't. So it was a sealed shtar, completely sealed, partially sealed. Not everyone has to see it. And this is what the Pasuk refers to. And the drasha of Get Makusha and the Get Pashut is just a Masmacha. So, but Yirmiyahu, he had with two shtars given by Hananel to Yirmiyahu. So I think that one could suggest that the symbolic significance of the shtaras is that the Rabbanu Shlomo also executes a shtar with Klal Yisrael. In a certain sense. How do I know that? How do I know that there's a shtar that establishes the relationship into a Kodesh Baruch and Kodesh? I know that because Chazal say it. Rashi mentions it in Chumash. So Rashi says in Chumash, on the Pasuk, Ki avodai hem, asher hotzeisi also marriage to Sraim, lo yimachrum karasavet, you have to treat an Eved Ivri in the proper way. They're my avodah. Rashi mentions Toras Kahanim. Shtari kodem. My shtar comes before your shtar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shtar where the shtar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Now, perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two shtars. There are different aspects of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. On one hand, so Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the relationship of Adon and Eved. Ki avodai heim, asher tzoseh somer tzisrayim. What is that shtar? What is the shtar? I would suggest the shtar is very simple. The shtar is the Torah. The Torah itself, it's a sefer gali. It's an open book. Anyone can read it. You can see the details contained in the Torah. It establishes firmly a relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in the Luchos. The Luchos is part of that shtar. The shtar is Torah Neviim Ksuvim. The Luchos, it's all a shtar. It's written Midasam Eschayev Kavayachol. It's the Dvar Hashem. And Klal Yisrael said Nasa Venishma. So we obligated ourselves to everything that is contained in the shtar about our relationship. There's the Midasam Eschayev on both sides. And Anochei Shem Lekecha Shavtzicha merits Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. So that establishes the Adon Eved relationship. It's the Chasam Kala relationship. That's what Shir Hashim speaks about. That's what Matan Torah implies. That's what Hakamas HaMishkan implies there's a certain Hashvasa Shekhinah, Vasuli Mikdash, Vishchanti B'Sofam. There is an Av Ben relationship. V'yadata Im Lovecha, Ki Asher Yaser Yishas Benot, Hashem Lekach Mi Asherka. There's an Aim Ben relationship. Ki Ish Asher Yimot In Achamenu, Ken Rochi In Achamchem, Yerushalayim T'Nuchamo. So there is a relationships that the Shtar declares. The Shtar of the Torah, it's a Sefer Goli, declare certain relationships. So the Torah in entirety is a Sefer Goli. And Eretz Yisrael is part of that relationship. Eretz Yisrael wasn't a matana that is something separate from the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is part of that relationship. The Torah is part of that relationship. We can be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by dwelling in a place of Hashras HaShechina and by learning His Torah. All this is contained in the Shtar Golay. It's an open Shtar. Anyone who wants to read it can read it. And there are Pesukim in Nevi'im that stress this over and over again. We're limited in our time. There's such a fascinating Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Vayomar Hashem Elai, Kach Lecha Giloyon, Uksov Olav, Becheret Enosh, L'maher Shalo Choshbas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yeshayahu, take a large scroll, and write on it. It has to be large. Write on it. Four words. L'maher shalol choshbas. What does that mean? L'maher shalol, plunder hastens, choshbas, spoils quicken. No, it's about Shomron. But the Shomron is going to be destroyed. It's going to be plundered because of the avarice that were committed there. Four words, but a large scroll. Vo'idali, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I take as my witnesses Edim Ne'amonim es Uriah HaKohen v'Sachariyahu ben Yiverechiyahu. This is the Pasuk that the Gemara discusses at the end of Makkos. I think the Gemara is more well-known than the Pasuk. But the Gemara in Makkos mentions the fact, what does Uriah HaKohen, the Rebbe Akiva said, what does Uriah HaKohen have to do with Zechariah? What does he have to do? Uriah HaKohen was in Bayis Rishon. He spoke about the destruction. He spoke about destruction of Churban Yehuda Yerushalayim. And Zechariah spoke about the Achras Hayamim. So Rebbe Akiva said, just as one was fulfilled, the other will be fulfilled. And the Barbanel says that what it means is, based upon the Gemara Makkos, what it means is that it has to be a large scroll because Uriah has to inscribe his nevuah in this scroll, and Zechariah has to inscribe his nevuah. In other words, this is one shtar. It's a shtar that speaks of the relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But that relationship sometimes requires peronis. The Puranis was the Churban Shomron. That was Yeshayahu HaNavi's Nevuah, Maher Shalol Cheshbaz. And then Uriah added another Nevuah Puranis. His Nevuah Puranis was a Nevuah about the Churban of Yerushalayim. But then Zechariah's Nevuah had to be added. What was Zechariah's Nevuah? It was about the Achras Hayamim. So basically the Shtar that establishes the relationship and speaks of the relationship in Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael tells us that there is a relationship in the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and whatever happens is not to sever the relationship, but to maintain the relationship. The Peronis was not to weaken the relationship, but the Peronis is to bring about eventual Gula. We may not be able to understand it, but whatever Peronis occurs to Klal Yisrael, it's because it's a step towards the eventual Gula. Take a large scroll, write down your Nevuah about the Churban of Shomron. Then Uriah will come and write down his Nevuah about the Churban of Yerushalayim. And then Zechariah will come and write his Nevuah about the Achras Hayamim. It's all one shtar. And it all comes to strengthen the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And this is what Rabbi Akiva means when he says, if the Nevuah of Uriah wouldn't be fulfilled, I don't know if Nevuah of Zechariah would be fulfilled. What does that mean? It means it was a necessary step. The relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never severed. This is one shtar. A shtar goli, that's the Torah. But I think there's another shtar too. And that's, what's the other shtar? The other shtar is more of a sefer chasum. There's another shtar that expresses the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and that's the history of the world. In the history of the world, one can detect, to a certain extent, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Zechor Yomo Salom, Bino Shnos Tavidar. You have to pay attention to the years of the generations, one generation after another. That enables us to see the Hashkacha in Jewish history. One should be able to detect the Hashkacha in Jewish history. But this is a sealed document. It's not an open document. It's a shtar chasid. It's partially open and partially closed. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfolds certain folds and we can see certain things. There are certain moments in time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to get some sort of a glimpse in the Sefer Chasam to understand, to see in a stronger way the Hashkacha and the relationship through history. And one such a moment was the establishment of the State of Israel 68 years ago. That was a moment when anyone who wanted to see, anyone who didn't close his eyes, could see there is a strong relationship. Klal Yisrael is an Am HaNivchar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after 2,000 years, enables Klal Yisrael to return to Eretz Yisrael, to take possession of the land. Why? By because of a vote of the United Nations when two countries during the Cold War, the United States and Russia, that never agreed on anything, all of a sudden they came to an agreement to allow for the establishment of the State of Israel. It wasn't their agreement. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Sefer HaChosam. Now, for us, we're Maminim Bnei Maminim. We know of the relationship from the Sefer HaGoli. We don't need the Sefer HaChosam to see the relationship. But among the Muslim, there are those that deny the authenticity of the Sefer HaGoli. They claim it's Mezuyah. We don't need any Kiyom on the Sefer HaGoli. There's the Dvar Hashem. It doesn't need Kiyom. There couldn't be any stronger emes than the Sefer HaGoli. But among the Muslim, there are those that come with a tiny Mezuyah. What will be Mekayim for them? The Sefer HaGoli, the authenticity of Sefer HaGoli? What will occur for them, is when they see in the Sefer HaChosam, when the Sefer HaChosam is opened up, and they can see that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that then will be the Kiyom for them. They need a Kiyom, we don't need a Kiyom. That will be the Kiyom Hashtar of the Sefer HaGoli, in all its beauty, in all its details. And then they will want to understand the Torah and learn from the Torah. And this isn't my chiddush. This is the Nevuah of Yishayo. The Sefer Yishayo begins, Chazon Yishayo Baramot Asher Chazal Yud Rishulayim. Yimei Uziyo Yosam Uchaz Yichisiyo Machay Yudah. It contains many, many Nevuahs. Why Chazon? Abarbanel raised an issue. It should say Chazonei Yishayo. Chazon? It's one vision? One prophecy? It's so many. I think the answer is, in Sefer Yishayo, you have nevuos of Quranius, of calamities, you have nevuos of the Chama. It's all one chazon, it's all one vision. It all speaks of maintaining the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It has to maintain sometimes through Quranius. But the goal is the Nechama. That's the goal. That's what the Quranius leads up to. And I think this is the second parak in Yishayo. It begins, HaDavar Asher Chazal Yishayo V'Namos Yishayim. It's an unusual opening. I think it's the only time you have this opening, Sefer Yishayo. Hadavar Asher Chazon. What does that mean? It means Chazon Yishayo V'Namot. That's how the Sefer begins. It's one Chazon of many Nevuos. But Hadavar Asher Chazon. What is the ultimate goal? What is the main focus of all these Nevuos? The main focus Hadavar Asher Chazon Yishayo V'Namot Yishalayim is what? V'yob Achris Hayamim Nachon Yehar Beis Hashem V'Rosh Harim Minisavik V'os V'Naru Elav Kogayim. The Beit HaMikdash will be established and all the nations of the world will stream to it. Why will they stream to it? Because they'll see in the historical events of the world, the Sefer HaChosam will be opened and they'll see the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the Sefer HaChosam, from the Sefer HaChosam, they will come to recognize the authenticity of the Sefer HaGoli. V'alchu Amim Rabim V'amru L'chu V'na'le El Har Hashem El Beis Elokei Yaakov, V'yareinu Midrachav, V'nelcho Barachosav, Ki Mitzion Teitei Torah, V'Hashem Yerushalayim. The nation of the world will say, we also want to learn from the Torah. We also want to know how to act. They need that. They have to be able to see. They will see from the from the historical events of Jewish history, they will see in the Achas Yomim that the Torah is the source of how one can miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shafat bin Adonim, and through the Torah and through the Nevi'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge between the nations. V'ochiach amir abim, v'chitzoch avrasam l'itim, v'chaniso seyam mazuros, v'yisagoyo goy charev, v'lim don l'chama. But how do we fulfill, how do we hasten the fulfillment of this prophetic vision? So the next pasuk, v'ez yachov, l'chu v'ne'alchov ar Hashem. The two svarim, the two shtaras are linked together. There's a shtar galui, that's the Torah. There's a shtar chosam, that's historical events. If we're devoted to the shtar galui, if Klal Yisrael is devoted to the shtar galui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open the sefer chosam for the whole, all the umas home, for the entire world, everyone will see it. We'll see that Klal Yisrael is the amnum kro, they'll believe Mamun Shlema that there is a Borei Olam. So it's up to us. It's up to us. If we're devoted to the sefer galui, we believe in every word of the sefer galui. If we're devoted to it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open the sefer chosam in its entirety. Everyone will see. We'll see that there's a Borei Olam, we'll see that there's an Am Nimcha, we'll see that the Torah is a Torah Hashem and is a Torah Emes. It's up to us. Beis Yaakov, v'chuv v'nilchov v'ar Hashem.